Every manager would declare customer loyalty paramount to the success of any business. In fact, the logic is so obvious that to question this truism is seemingly to question the fundamental purpose of business, to satisfy customer needs and wants at a profit. Consequently, companies spend billions of dollars every year to enhance customer loyalty. The result, however, has been anything but impressive. Customer loyalty for the vast majority of brands has been declining for the past 20 years. Managers have been consistently frustrated in their attempts to build loyalty. The fact is, measuring and managing customer loyalty to achieve growth hasn't proven an easy task. Still, managers yearn for something that is easy to measure yet works. It's no wonder that Net Promoter struck a chord with CEOs. It's one simple question with research that claims a link to growth. Moreover, this one question is reported to be vastly superior to all other satisfaction and loyalty metrics in doing so. Unfortunately, the claims of superiority in linking to growth are false. In fact, based upon our research, it's difficult to imagine a scenario where Net Promoter would be classified as superior to other commonly used metrics. Net Promoter may be simple to implement, easy to communicate, and help remind companies of the importance of customer loyalty, but the claims of the research supporting the metric are focused on growth. Simple and wrong is simply wrong. Not surprisingly, many who have championed the metric now seek a silver lining from having devoted company resources to improving their Net Promoter scores. One of the most commonly stated is that it got their firms to focus on customers. Without question, there is probably truth to that statement. The problem with it is that the means do not justify the ends. A focus on customer loyalty is frequently viewed as soft by more quantitatively oriented executives. In fact, this is why Net Promoter claimed to be linked to growth, so that it would be considered a meaningful measure. CEOs even reported the metric to analysts in their conference calls. Now that Net Promoter has been shown to be overpromised, skeptics can be expected to discount efforts to improve customer loyalty in favor of more tangible management efforts. And memories of feeling misled tend to last. Failure of Net Promoter to improve a firm's growth has the potential to make managers hesitant to enact better measures in the future, given the challenges of the past. So while a focus on customers is a good thing, the message needs to be based on reality. If the only way for a firm to pay attention to its customers is to focus on a flawed metric, then the company has bigger issues than customer loyalty. Another claim being made is that despite our finding that Net Promoter is not the single most reliable indicator of a company's ability to grow, Net Promoter is intuitive, so it must be correct. Unfortunately, the logic underlying this argument is wrong. The basic argument is that the most important element of a firm's growth is the promotion of the firm by customers. Without question, word-of-mouth advertising by customers is a good thing, and for many types of businesses, this is an important source of new business. But is it really the most important thing for most businesses? The answer is a resounding no. The reality is that for most of the products we purchase, word-of-mouth did not play a tangible role in the brands we select. If you doubt that, look inside your shopping cart the next time you're in a grocery store. How many of these products did you buy because they were recommended to you? For the vast majority of companies, increasing customer retention and share of spending has a far greater impact on revenue growth than does referrals. Perhaps the most common response of supporters of Net Promoter is, "We have testimonials from managers reporting great success, so case closed." The argument here is simple. Advocates equal proof. Well, testimonials are always a good thing, but they fall far short of proof. If they did, UFO abductions, fad diets, and ghost sightings would qualify as proven. The reality is that every major business fad could point to advocacy by some of the most respected firms of their time. You don't have to look back very far to find overwhelming support for diversification, total quality management, and reengineering. Each now is in various states of disregard. While Net Promoter has not proven itself to be the single most reliable predictor of growth, the quest to find better measures is worthwhile. Net Promoter has forced us to examine more closely how customer loyalty links to firm performance. Unfortunately, a quick rush to adopt the new big idea often leads to remorse.